in the lobby passing through. You said, hey, how you doing? I said, pretty good, man. And you, well, that wasn't true. I was actually doing pretty bad, having just received some unfortunate and news from my dad. He had invested my inheritance in his new business plan. That plan was taking teens to the prom in a fleet of used minivans. So at that moment, I didn't really care how you were doing, and I don't remember your name. That's why I called you man. The other night at midnight, you called me on the phone. You asked me if you woke me up, but I said no. But the truth is, I was in the deepest sleep of my life, having the most realistic dream. I was flying in the International Human Flying Championship. Your sister was there and was about to give me a kiss. That's when you called me and asked me how to say gnocchi. Listen closely, it's gnocchi.
I'm just being honest.
Honestly, honesty means that much to me. Honestly, honesty means that much to me.
Remember on our recent romantic night out, you broke the silence by asking, what are you thinking about? I said, how much I love you. But that's not true. I mean, I do love you, I just don't think like you do.
My brain's a sophisticated apartment, completely disconnected compartments, and in that particular moment, I was thinking about sports.
Last night, when I was quiet, you asked me, what's wrong? I looked into your eyes and said, nothing at all. That's not exactly true. I'm actually starting to resent you and the work you're pouring into your taxidermy petting zoo. You haven't called me Pookie Pie in over 4 months. Do you want to preserve us or this dead dog?
You pulled me over and asked, do you have any idea how fast you were going? I said, oh no, officer, I didn't even see you.
But I did see you, and I was going 72.
And in full disclosure, my right speaker was blown, and for the preceding 10 miles, my left blinker was on.
I had no intention of ever turning left.
You may recall I gave a testimonial for your product. I said the face cave in no way makes me look idiotic. I feel like I'm in a cave even though I'm not really in a cave, because the only thing in the cave is my face. To tell you the truth, face caves are hostile, unless you really like.